Ramble.
Welcome to the tripod.
Yeah.
It's nice to be here. It's another beautiful day.
A nice day kind of when you go outside and you sit in the grass.
And you go,
Yeah. Can I tell you what?
What?
I've got some birds by my house.
Ooh.
And I don't like waking up early. But when I do, except when it's birds. Sometimes I'll go sit in my backyard and sip on my tea. And I'll listen. The birds are active.
What kind of birds do you got? What sounds do you hear? Because I'll tell you, my birds aren't the cute birds.
I've got those. I don't have crows.
I've just got massive crows just chilling outside my house.
I have all sorts of beautiful whistle, different types of songs, but then also the ones I don't know that I can do it. But the like the croaking, like
those are ravens.
No. It's almost like a percussion, like.
Yeah, those are ravens. Ravens listen to the Transformers and Power Lines, and then they mimic them.
So there ain't no raven, bro.
It's
no
a raven.
Way.
It ain't
That's
no raven.
So raven.
That is so raven.
It ain't the future
so
you
raven.
Can see.
Because they ravens imitate sounds, and they sit next to the Transformers, and they hear
no fucking raven.
Looking up raven noises.
They hear vibrations.
Right now.
And then
no way. 100%. They imitate electricity noises?
Yes. Let me look it up, and I'll fact check myself.
I'm not telling you that doesn't happen, but I ain't listening to no punk ass raven.
The raven sounds like this is a normal raven sound.
Terrible.
It's a normal raven.
Sounds like a crow.
That sounds like a crow. It says raven.
That's not what Miles described.
No.
You're a crow, Jon Snow.
Yeah, what's the difference between a raven and a crow? 3.3 million views. Pressing question. The most. Oh, I don't want someone to tell me. I just want to hear the difference.
All right, I'm going
to
play top 10 bird calls that'll blow your mind. Do you have your raven sound yet?
No, I'm pulling
so
it up.
I can prove how fucking wrong you are.
I got a toothpaste down.
I feel like we already did.
You're telling me that my beautiful bird sound is a raven when I'm telling you it's something magical?
This is a raven going.
No, see that? Yeah, that's not
what
I'm describing.
Wait, that's what Miles said.
That's what I said, though.
Yeah, but that ain't what I'm
describing. Shut the fuck up. Let's listen to this thing. What?
Come on. That's
and that's
hear?
A power.
Yeah.
That's a power, like, transformer.
It's the sound of the transformer up there that they hear and they imitate.
I'm telling you that I respect it, but that ain't what I'm hearing, bro.
So when the robots take over, the ravens will be able to talk to them.
There's a different one. Hold on. It made like.
Whoa.
That was a cool sound.
Wow. It's kind of like a Star Wars character.
Yeah. Ravens are really smart.
Hell yeah.
Do you know that?
Cool. I didn't know that.
They steal shiny objects.
Yeah.
I thought that was magpies.
I don't give a shit.
Magpies attack. Magpies attack. Magpies.
I don't know.
You can't come out here with bird facts and then immediately back off of it.
It's bad bird facts.
And throw the entire conversation in the trash.
What is the best bird?
Oh, that's a good question, Keith.
What's the best?
Hey,
bird?
Do you guys know that PCs get 50% slower every year? No, I don't fucking care.
Giving up is a good segment. Best bird, Keith?
Yeah, best bird.
Best bird.
Oh, there's penguins are so good, but are they birds?
Penguins are so good.
They're technically birds.
They're fucking cool. Little puffins are good.
Puffins.
Yeah.
I like a good falcon.
Oh yeah,
majestic!
Wow, you would be one of those Renaissance dudes with like, this is my falcon. Apparently, not cardinals.
Why?
Apparently, they're mean.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the bird you got attacked by in Australia?
Magpie.
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 Magpies.
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 Mm. I was looking for
swooping,
a cool bird
swooping
video.
Magpies.
Swooping magpie.
You were looking for a cool bird video.
I had a cool bird video on my phone. I can't find it.
Fuck.
Oh,
typical.
Dang.
And wait, ain't no bitch ass crow. I got some dope birds. Fuck you. I'll record it.
Pink flamingos.
Record the sound and bring it to the pod. This is an audio medium.
Hummingbirds.
Yeah, they're really my favorite.
Cute. They gotta be pretty good.
They can hover.
That's S tier bird.
That's S tier bird.
We just we bought some hummingbird feeders for my backyard. I adore them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. And their tongues. I mean, anything that's got a really long tongue, you gotta love it. Right? They basically like tongue fuck flowers.
Oh, yeah. I definitely love
Jesus Christ, Keith.
I definitely love it.
On a recent episode, I don't know if you heard, we talked about something really inappropriate, and it was, we talked about it for too long, so I couldn't bleep it. So I included the Kirby blowjob segment.
Oh, so that went out.
It went into the episode. But I made a disclaimer that was like, hey, if you're listening with these kids, you gotta move forward 4 minutes.
I didn't get any tweets about that.
You bring it up.
And it was just about...
I know I brought it up.
Niles is a producer. I was like, hey, guys, the next section's kind of gross and inappropriate. So if you have kids, maybe don't listen. And then it goes by saying... And then it just cuts immediately to Miles saying... What if Kirby could give you a blowjob? Like, so it's like you are warning the audience. It makes it sound like we are out of control and it's your fault. It's 100% your fault.
But I did look up Kirby porn and it's hilarious.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. It
was hilarious?
Okay. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Ned wouldn't have standed for it if he was on the show. He would have.
Standed?
He wouldn't have standed.
No, I think that's a great question.
Yeah.
But which anyway. Super Smash Brothers character no, gives the best?
No.
Beach. That's again. A good BuzzFeed listicle.
Obviously King DDD.
Yeah, it's clearly DDD. Or Ice Climbers.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if you want to beat, but Ice Climbers is definitely good. It could be cold.
Be cold, but there's two of them.
I get why. Wow. I get that there's two
you
of them.
You know in Fifty Shades of Grey when she does that little ice cube trick?
Yeah.
That he does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember meeting Cosmopolitan that I found in the recycling trash when I was like 10 years old.
Yeah, what did it say?
And it was like hot sex tips. And I was like, this is going to be so crazy. Right. And I read it and one of them was put ice in your mouth while you give a freaking, you know.
Something.
There's very few.
Give us something. I didn't know the word.
Give us something.
Very few times I'll come across a YouTube video where I like get physically jealous before I even.
What sort of transition is this?
I see where you guys think I'm going.
Physically jealous.
Sometimes I was told to put ice in my mouth while I went down on somebody. Yeah. So I've been watching videos of making me jealous.
There are very few times I'll come.
And it was jealous without even watching it that we didn't make it, where Markiplier made a video that was Smash Our Pass, the original 150 Pokemon. Yeah. Or maybe it was even more than that.
I think it was just all 898 Pokemon.
Oh my God. Just him stone face. Look, he'll go through a Pokemon, he'll put it on and just go, smash. Smash. And then he'll go, smash.
Yeah. That's so funny.
It's what a brilliant concept.
Good. Oh, it's good.
That's really fun.
I think we could just copy that, but just do all Nicktoons.
They're all children.
Yeah, but so Pichu's a child.
You don't know that.
Some Pichu's of those not
Pokemon,
a child?
There are baby Pokemon. They're
that's
literally
true.
Called baby Pokemon.
Yeah, that's yeah. True.
So yeah. There you
go. Well, then pass.
That's exactly. We'll just pass on.
So we're going to do Smash or Pass Nicktoons and pass on all of them.
I might fuck Stu Pickles.
Well, some of the parents.
Because he's got like that, like that desperation fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna try really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Ed, and Eddie. Yeah,
they are Nicktoons.
They come as a pair, as a trio.
Anyway, speaking of dating, I have a segment here that I figured we might as well do.
Big flamingos are pretty cool.
I'm trying to think of something we can smash or pass, but you will.
Birds.
You
go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, birds. Mockingjay.
Fucking all birds. Smash. All birds, smash or pass.
Okay. Crows, that's a pass from me, dog.
Why?
They remember your face.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell all the other crows if you were a bad lay.
Interesting.
They'll every time be like, this guy sucks.
Guy's dick looked weird.
Does your dick look weird?
No, where'd you hear that from? Is that fucking crow talking again?
That crow talking again.
Shut up.
You fuck one crow. Disclaimer, we do not fuck birds.
Yeah, we definitely don't fuck birds.
Except for Falco.
Don't say definitely. Once you just follow it up, it makes it sound unclear. We absolutely do not fuck birds.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
for sure. Don't.
No!
Don't
no!
fuck birds. No. I just want everyone to know, it's really important you know that we definitely don't fuck birds. So this next one is called Second Date or Second Wait. Wait a second. alternative title, Deal Breaker or Real Waker Up Call.
I like that one.
I made a list of a couple things.
How many other alternate titles did you have?
Just those two, but you guys can pitch on it.
I felt like there could have been more. This is basically like yes or no to dating, but making it a cute rhyming phrase.
That's a good title right there.
Yes or no to dating.
But make it a cute rhyming phrase. So I'm going to give you a situation. Now, obviously, you guys are all married. So
put a ring on it or put a fling it in the trash.
Really good.
Also, I'm not married, but please continue.
Sorry, you're almost married, essentially, right?
Uh-huh.
Engaged.
You're just making it seem like there was like some secret marriage. I don't want people to... Okay, go on.
You want people to think that you didn't... Yeah, you didn't go to the courthouse. Wink.
Stop. I definitely didn't go to the courthouse.
There's no way.
Well, once you fuck a bird, on a certain date, you know, do the right thing.
Exactly. You got to do the right thing. Shotgun wedding, but it's a bird. Okay, so I have a couple items here, and I was wondering if you're on a first date and everything goes totally wonderful.
Yeah.
Except for this one thing.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to give you the thing, and you're going to tell me if you do a second date or if you say a second.
Wait a second.
Let's go. Oh, yeah, let's get out of here.
A second. Wait.
Exactly.
Red flag or wait a second. Bag?
Ooh, yeah, that's really good. Red flag or white flag?
White flag. Mm. Surrender.
Surrender to your love.
Surrender.
Get laid or keep it unpaid.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. She goes off on the waiter, but it turns out he's wanted for murder, and the cops arrest him because he's the biggest killer in the West.
You made this up, right? You didn't get this from a magazine.
Wait, I'm
like
deeply
Cosmo.
Deeply confused. Who am I in this context?
You're on a date with a lovely lady.
Uh-huh.
Because we're all straighties, and it's honestly embarrassing. But so
we're all straight. It's embarrassing that we're straight. It's not our fault. I was born this way, Miles.
So you're on a date, and then the date goes well, but except for this one thing. And then,
dude, I think it's just slam it down all the way. Second date.
Second date.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Was the great server story being rude?
Well, the server was like, he was like good. He was like a little inattentive, but
so wait, the waiter was wanted for murder.
Yeah, you didn't know. So she goes
she
off.
She was
on the
rude
waiter.
To the waiter, which obviously is a red flag. But then the cops come and arrest him for
being the biggest
serial killing murder while you're at dinner before dessert even came.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great story. You're gonna tell that at your wedding someday.
Exactly. So it's like bad to be mean to a waiter, but he is a murderer.
Is it good karma for your relationship though? If your first date, like. Someone around you is a murderer.
No, I feel like, wow,
a lot
crazy.
Of negative
can
energy.
You that?
Maybe also, she's an empath, though, so she can sense that he's a murderer.
She knew something was up.
Call me crazy. Don't be rude to a murderer. That's putting me in danger.
That's putting Zach in
putting
danger.
Me in danger. You know?
Oh, yeah.
When you're around crazy, you have to be so nice.
You ignore them and run away.
Okay.
Wow.
Whenever I'm around that energy, I just agree. I'm like, you're so right. You're so right.
Yeah.
I lived on this not so safe street, and I was walking to the liquor store on my corner, and this dude with like bloodshot eyes is like rambling a million miles per hour, holding a syringe in his hand, walking with me. And I was like, and talking a million miles per hour. It was scary.
Yeah.
But my response was just like, I just was like, yeah. Yes.
For sure.
Yes, sir. You are so right. Everything. And like, I just made him think for that minute that we were best friends. Cause if I run, if I make a weird face, I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So I just did that until I was around people.
Yep.
And I didn't die.
You're so right.
I think that's a good point. Yeah. You just got to go with the flow. Yes. And
I'm just looking for a meet cute story. And I think we found it.
That is pretty
cute.
The
whole murderer situation.
Right.
I'll be right back.
We both reached for the bill. Our hands touched.
Now, Miles, if they're mean to the waiter again on the second and third date,
that's a you.
Yeah,
that's if,
yes,
that's kind of right. You know, that is a red flag, right? Just being mean to you know, they're just trying to do their job.
Can't be mean to servers.
Can't be mean to servers.
They just happen to also be a murderer.
Exactly. It was like almost lucky. I mean, you could say maybe she sensed that. Yeah, something was off about this guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you think she's an empath?
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just. Mean to the waiter when we disregard the fact that a serial killer got arrested on your first date, which I think is pretty special.
That's special.
Yeah, it's worth at least a second shot.
Right. I am an empath. Zach, where did you go?
He went to grab some sort of lotion.
Zach's lotioning his neck in a really
bringing Bowie. Bowie,
are you getting some atomic balm up on your neck?
Oh, this is the shit you told me to get. Well, not me. You told the group chat that I lurk on.
Is it spicy?
Will it like menthol-y or
my
what?
Balls tingle?
Zach's putting on a goo.
Yeah, I live with a severe amount of chronic pain at all times.
Yeah,
so
he's putting goo on himself.
For whatever reason, the last
CBD relief
couple weeks, I've had a pretty bad consistent flare up. And this is like a topical CBD and menthol. Let's see. CBD with lidocaine and menthol, and it gives me about a solid 30 minutes of feeling good.
That's good.
That's nice.
So I just, you know, I was trying to be casual about it.
Don't
but,
scratch your eye. Sorry, with your,
no, it. Other eye.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, you can't get this on your mucous membrane. You're really supposed to wash your hands afterwards.
None of those things you want to get on your mucous membranes.
Don't mind me. Just going to rub my butt.
Got two more. Zach's rubbing his butt. I got two more of those shots.
Yeah,
in my freaking spine. It was crazy. I don't know. I think that it takes like a couple of days to even really notice if it did anything.
When did you do it?
Yesterday. Mm. But it was way more intense than the first time because they did two at like oblique angles around the thing. Whoa. And I could feel the medication go around the herniated disc and hit a nerve that goes down my leg. So my leg lit up.
Crazy.
It was like, whoa, this is weird. And it felt just like fire and ice going from the inside of my leg. Ooh. And he was like, yeah, that's because like the nerve for your entire leg is right there.
Oh my God.
So it's going to be fine, but it's the numbing's the steroids.
Yeah, any hot spots right now?
Hot spots? Well, my back, but.
You want to be a little nice, fun, and cool?
Curious about this stuff.
Cool tango?
Oh!
It's fucking good shit, man.
It's good shit. So I can't get this in my eyes.
I'd prefer you didn't.
Lidocaine and menthol.
This is my boss giving me drugs.
You're not going to be able to read.
Enough? Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
I mean, I would do more than that. I mean, it's how big of a spot you're doing.
Oh, put it on one side of your back and see if you can feel the difference.
There you go. Oh, Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to feel like nothing. And then in about a minute, you're going to just feel like
fire hot.
It just like cool.
Is it like icy hot?
Yeah.
Cool.
I love icy.
Yeah, icy hot has menthol.
Oh, this smells great.
Right?
Yeah, menthol. It smells good.
It's like icy hot plus CBD. Yeah.
I mean, smell my fingers.
Icy hot was all. No, thank you. It was all the rage in high school. Everyone's talking about it, putting it on your legs for soccer practice and stuff, daring each other to put it on your nuts.
Don't get wet with it on, though.
Why?
It's weird.
Was it? Good reason.
What does it feel like?
I don't know. It gets like spread into you deeper or something like that when your skin is wet. Huh. I don't know. There's something on it. It's like, don't put on when wet. Crazy. Don't get wet with it on.
Huh.
Slippery. Let's do a video called The Try Guys.
Get wet.
Ignore instructions. And we do things that we're not supposed to do. I wanted to do a video where you do like random illegal things in different states.
Oh, the things you're like the weird old laws.
Yeah.
Like a horse can't walk down Main Street after 8 p.m. in this town.
Exactly.
You can't shoot an arrow into a tree on Valentine's Day kind of stuff.
Seems like probably be better just animated.
Yeah, just a facts video.
You don't break the law.
I feel like it is a BuzzFeed facts video.
Oh, it's certainly not worth it.
But. But. Okay, what other scenario you got?
He's bored. Let's move on.
We spun the shit out of that waiter thing.
She's really nice. It makes you feel seen.
That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
What?
I don't know. I think that's nice.
Do you have a second date or is it a second? Wait, let's take a
What was the first date?
Obviously, it's a second date.
I feel like there may be...
not strange at all.
There might be something going on.
Yeah, maybe she makes me feel cheesy.
Or you think she's the serial killer?
Yeah. I feel like they've got an agenda.
Yeah.
Does she make me feel seen, S-E-E-N, or S-C-E-N-E, like a scene kid?
Really nice that she makes me feel seen.
I chimed in with the habit you people ever heard of. Yeah.
I was thinking it'd be S-E-E-N, but I like seen as well. Wow, my butt is on fire. That stuff you gave me.
Wait, you put it in your butt?
I put it up my butt.
That's
no,
good.
I put it in my lower back, but it is, I can feel the ice and the heat.
Can I get a little bit for my thighs?
Yeah, bro.
Are you going to take your pants off and grease
is that cool?
Thighs?
Is that cool?
Yeah, take them off.
I'll blur it.
Okay. I mean, you have a pain or are you just doing it for the thrill?
No, my thighs are, excuse me, Billy.
Head to
you did that workout the other day.
Head to patreon.com for the uncensored version of Ned greasing up his thighs.
You did that crazy workout.
I'm still recovering from my Sunday soccer game.
Yeah, I mean, you'll like this.
It's almost Sunday, bro.
I know. Well, we have a week off for Easter.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank God.
If you Christ has risen.
It'd be crazy.
I would imagine it's not recommended.
No, I wouldn't do it.
This was, you got to get some chronic pain buddies in your life. Because
how does it look on the camera?
You can see everything.
No, you can't.
You can see this whole dick and beans.
No, I gave my favorite gummies to my friend's mom, and then she just mailed this to me. It was adorable.
That's cute.
And it is like, it's been really helping.
Okay, now up next, she farts so hard it shatters a glass.
That's a keeper.
Like what glass?
Like a pint glass, not a wine.
Not Whoa. More than 3 to 4 times a day. Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Wow, wave. It's got it's kind of a yellowy.
Oh,
consistency.
You used a lot.
I just did one pump.
I did. I will say that I was using it like 6 or 7 times, oh, and then no. I read that you're not supposed to do that, and I got sad.
Yeah.
So I'd really try and space it out now. You want to go?
You got strong upper thigh muscle.
Thanks, bro.
She's huge. Them up.
If she farts I didn't know they could so look like that. Hard that she's shattering a glass,
yeah,
that's a superhero.
Yeah, I think it's a fun story too.
Oh, did I miss the next right one? Now. It's farting so loud you shatter a glass.
Yeah, she shatters a pint glass.
Hell yeah, that's a third date.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's like that's fun and good to go.
Where also, is her butt in relationship to the cup? Like across
wait,
the room.
Wait, does
like,
this mean she's farting at like a high C soprano tone?
Yeah. It's something that's it's bassy yeah. enough yet.
It's like getting resonance sharp in the glass.
It has the harmonics on top of it.
Otherwise, stacked. It's just yeah. a shockwave.
Keith,
right. Which riddle, is, I think, harder.
Riddle me this, okay? You break up with her. Mm. And then she goes, is it because I farted? It's because of the glass? And you go, no. And then she goes, oh, yeah, this always happens. And then she farts so hard that your head explodes.
I was very concerned yeah. that was the next step, yeah.
So yeah. you got to go on a date. If this is not for you, which, again, I think is crazy. That's a yeah. superhero. You need to date her long enough to find another reason.
To break
sure,
up.
Sure, sure.
Or else she's going to fart so hard. But then you can't be in too long.
Yeah.
That then. You're like, now you're just breaking up with
but
me.
You
I
can't
love
break
you.
Up with someone after like 2 years.
Yeah, it's
because
you asked for Parmesan on your seafood pasta.
You either need to do it right in that sweet spot, or you need to be so horrible that she breaks up with you.
Or I need to just die of natural causes before she can fart me to death. That's the other way out. That's the other way out. That's the other way around.
Well, I'm not feeling anything yet, but. Stay tuned.
I don't
now
want...
that hand you're gonna want to wash before you touch your face.
And I'm being careful not to.
Yeah,
like
I'm trying not to touch my face. Should we all just pause it and go for communal hand wash?
I'm not gonna lie. I do this 4 times a day and I never wash my hands. I just start go back to typing and I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what you're supposed to do, but I haven't had any inverse.
Well, you got
yet.
A $500 keyboard. You know, you got to take care of it.
Damn right.
That's damn right.
It was Zach's keyboard. It was $80.
His keyboard is nowhere near $500. He's not a pro at the sport.
Yeah. Because you won't tell me which one to buy.
Well, I
my
did
keyboard is cheaper than a Mac keyboard.
Wow. Your keyboard is?
Yeah.
How much is the Magic keyboard?
The Mac keyboard is like $100
bucks. A wireless Mac.
With your keycaps?
Okay.
No, your maybe. I know how much you paid, and your keyboard, I think, is probably like $150.
I think it was like $125.
I'd rather have an outdoor heater, am I right?
I know, you get an outdoor heater for that money.
That's true, but you're not using that every day.
I tell you guys, we got a bounce house, like a mini bounce house for
yeah.
outside.
Yeah, uh-huh. It looks fucking
$300.
Sick.
That's pretty
wow,
cool.
That's pretty,
cheap.
Pretty good.
For a big bouncer?
For now, a big bouncer.
Question.
Probably 10 by 10.
Hardcore fans will remember in the Try Guys Raise Toddlers, you had a bounce house and the kid threw a temper tantrum when you deflated it. Has that happened
Absolutely,
yet?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. But he's learned how to reinflate it himself. So,
really?
Yeah. There's now it's yeah. a whole different type of temper tantrum.
So it's literally exactly what happened in that video.
Yeah. So you know, like, you got to set boundaries. But it's yeah. like, I'm his dad, so... Yeah. You know, it's different than a one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there some dad across the street from you that's just like, he's fucking making me look like a bad dad? He's got a bouncy yeah, house in his yard.
If our neighbors were, yeah, I think that could be true, but it's not. It's yeah. not. It's not.
How's your thighs feeling?
Starting to tingle a little bit.
I got tingles.
Starting to tingle. I feel a little bit of burn. Feels nice.
Feels great.
Feels nice.
I don't know that it's.
I'm feeling some relief.
Like, reducing inflammation, I think it more is just going, oh, look over here. And it's yeah. giving you, yeah. it's just distracting your nerves. That's enough for me.
Hey, you know, distraction is action, baby.
All right. Peace in a weird headspace.
I think, can I pose this for the podcast? We should sit in silence more after great lines.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
Well, this wasn't a great line.
Whoa. Yeah.
All right.
That's good enough. She makes you a little nervous about whether or not you should have ordered a dessert.
Huh?
Some of the waiter comes over. Okay. He says, hey, you guys ready for a dessert? You want to try some dessert?
Did you save room?
Yeah. You save room and you go, oh, no, I'm so stuffed. You look to her and she just goes, yeah, I guess we're not doing dessert.
I guess we're not doing
And you say, no, we can get to it. And she goes, no, it's okay.
I don't think that's a red flag. That's just awkward communication. Between two people that don't really know each other. Here, what got ruined before he even started, he didn't ask. didn't ask, just go ahead and assume that, like, oh, we're not getting dessert.
Yeah.
Maybe check in, right? Maybe be like, oh, I don't really feel like dessert. Do you feel like dessert? She's like, I could do dessert. And they're like, okay, maybe the chocolate cake.
Well,
maybe
what if, Ned, in this scenario, you go, do you want dessert? And she goes, no. And then you go, all right, yeah, no dessert for us. And he goes, oh, you're not getting dessert.
Yeah, and you're like, that's what funny. The fuck?
Yeah, it's a little strange.
I feel Keith and I are making faces at each other. I feel like it's some passive aggression.
it's going to blossom into something else later.
I don't think so. I mean, you got to keep it's a flag. It's not a break. It's not a break. But it's a flag.
I don't even think it's a flag. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, she's wearing a red scarf.
She's wearing a red scarf.
It's a red scarf. A swatch. It's not a red flag yet. It's just a red handkerchief.
Yeah. I think that on a first date, you almost always got to get, if you're going to dinner in your pan, got to get a little something.
Even
if she's like, I want you to go,
I'm
going to get it. And there's an extra spoon right here just in case you change your mind. And then you gobble the whole thing up before she has a chance.
and then when she goes for a bite, you go, you didn't order anything.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Let's get the waiter over here. Cause I think somebody else wanted to order dessert.
I'm probably my only like thing that I don't love is if someone like refuses to try something.
Yeah, that's tough.
I want some people, even if it's bad, just try it.
Oh my God.
You'll get over it.
Yeah. When we're at a dinner and Keith goes, this is awful, everyone's like, I want a bite.
Yeah.
If something's that.
You got to taste it.
Yeah.
You got to experience it. Then you know what awful is.
It was that weird sausage thing we had at your house the other day.
Well, don't they say like
your brother was visiting?
Lining up your level of risk taking is important in a couple. Like that's one of those like people fall in love with each other if they're like the similar levels of risk taking.
My belly's out. I didn't know that my belly's just been out.
Yeah, that's nice.
People on Twitter the other day were reminiscing that one of the, I believe on OK Cupid, one of the questions was, in some ways, wouldn't nuclear war be kind of exciting? That was a question.
Oh, and God.
I got to interview Christian Rutter, who founded OK Cupid, and that was like, I think one of the best identifiers of if people were going to be a match, that question.
Oh, yeah.
And in hindsight, are you guys out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, that's crazy.
The answer is no. It would not be exciting.
Oh my God,
it's
100% bad.
Well, I guess you're not dating me.
And Ned's like, ooh, something to talk about.
It'll be fun to see what happens to our skin.
Oh God, truly terrible.
Everybody's skin will melt.
The nuclear war part, no. But I think it's like the you could talk about the zombie apocalypse type of like, oh, you know,
yeah. Twitter would
no
be
country,
like,
no country, no rules.
Yeah, I'm making memes. That's the
huh?
What? Twitter would be making horrible memes. Yeah,
I don't know.
It'd be a mess.
But I think that type of passive aggressive communication, total red flag. If you've been dating for 5 years.
If it's
the first date, you guys barely know each other. Yeah. It's hard to communicate. It's hard to express your preferences sometimes, right? You don't want to step on the other person's toes.
It's hard to take your advice seriously when you're pregnant.
Hey, no problem, baby.
Looking at Ned being like, what is really thoughtful, real advice.
My pants
are at my ankles, and I'm sitting with my boots on the desk.
I could put my pants back up to just seal in the flavor.
Is this the thumbnail?
Subscribe.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the thumbnail. Ned with his pants off.
Pants down, thumbs up.
Welcome to the podcast titled, Uh-Oh, Ned's Pants Are Off.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
He's done it on a bunch of them, I think.
Parentheses and other bird call adventures.
You remember one of them during the pandemic?
We definitely don't fuck birds.
We don't fuck birds, by the way.
Episode 182.
So, Zach, when you said you were scrolling through content on Instagram, are you just really... didn't like it.
No, that I would go, oh yeah, let me watch that again.
Yeah.
I'd probably react with a little crying laughing emoji face and it would fill the screen. It would go bloop, 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 bloop.
You know, we never did make a handle for the tripod, did we?
No, it's the try guys. You don't want to have too many handles.
You don't
anyway.
Want too many handles.
Yeah.
She orders the Clams Casino.
What's that?
That's a keeper.
What's that?
That's a dish.
What's Clams Casino?
Yeah, Clams Casino.
I've never had that.
Baked clams?
I thought, honestly, I didn't know what it was. I thought you guys said no.
I know it's also the name of a
musician. It sounds
like
Oysters Rockefeller, clams, but with clams.
What is the Clams Casino?
Is it baked cheesy clams?
Clams Casino.
It's so fun to say.
Clams Casino. Why do they call it Clams Casino?
Don't tell them. We'll do it without a recipe. They'll have to figure
clams
it out.
Clams Casino.
It's a baked clam.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of stuff in it.
There's cheese on it.
There's definitely cheese on it.
So it's oysters. This like
clams, butter, red bell pepper, mm-hmm. chopped shallot, white wine, breadcrumbs, parmesan, parsley, mm-hmm. whatever. It looks great.
I'm exactly like a little pants.
Italian, you know, baked clam.
Yeah.
Clams Casino right. also does right. some like minimalist electronic music.
Yeah, they do. They're really Clams a band. Casino. My favorite album was yeah. Fart.
Yeah, you know, they're, I'm not kidding. It is a real.
It's a band.
Yeah,
that's like
doing a residency.
A guy. Oh, yeah.
What do you do if they say, "Oh, I don't eat raw seafood"?
Oh,
leave immediately.
It's tough. It depends on where they're from.
I'm such an eater that I think it would affect. Not that everyone needs to eat everything, because I get that people have like complicated relationships with the food.
The sushi's so good.
I know, but I just personally have such a like loving, adventurous relationship with food that it would be important. Sarah also eats fucking everything.
Now tell me, yeah. Miles, what if you're on a date and someone had a litany of severe food allergies?
I think I would not be rude about it, obviously, but it would
but
be,
I would leave.
I would break up with them politely in the yeah. car after dinner.
I'd say I have to go to the bathroom and then leave immediately. No, I just think it would be hot. I probably it wouldn't matter Fear. Unless it was getting serious. And then I would say, like, what is this holdback? Is this you know?
Oh, because, you try and change them?
Yeah, I try and change them. I think it's just such an important thing to me that I'm like,
yeah, if you're dating like from the ground up, you're just trying to build your perfect relationship. You're like, yeah, maybe I would like to have someone that I can share adventurous meals with, because that's very important to me.
So you're
yeah.
saying, Miles.
Yeah.
But if they were really perfect, you could probably overcome that.
You're
going
to look me in the eyes yeah. and say that you and I have just had a perfect date. We went out to dinner.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Right.
We went out to the gazebo out back.
Yeah.
We danced under mm-hmm. this under the
beautiful
lights.
Light
we went
storm.
Back to one of our houses.
Yeah.
Had rocket sex.
Oh.
It was perfect.
And you said,
you're ready to pop the question. And yeah. You say, you want to go get some dessert cheese?
Yeah.
And I say, oh,
I don't eat cheese.
I can't eat cheese.
I'd say, well, cheese. Okay. Is this going to be a bigger issue?
And then you say, what about ice cream?
You say no. So I really just dairy.
It's the whole dairy.
And but you go, I just say, just do it. Just do it and shit your pants. I'd say do it for me.
And then you go, well, I would love to have maybe a stuffed pepper. And I go, oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, my favorite three foods.
Stuffed bell peppers, ice cream, and cheese.
I do love cheese. And that would be challenging for me. I think it's hard when I want to say, fuck it. Let's order another crazy entree. And then
but I just gave you the best sex of your life. And you're
there's birds everywhere.
There's birds
all
there's
around
all
the room.
We're not fucking
watching
them.
Watching and squawking.
We're not fucking
no,
them.
No, they're just sort of a peanut gallery.
They're a peanut gallery.
Some of them are taxidermy.
You know what? I think that if it was the right person, I could make do. But if there was any other red flag at all.
Do you fucking hear this? If it were the right person in that saying that I'm not good enough for him.
Well, Zach, here's what I'll ask you.
Yeah.
You go... reacted so angrily when I you're on a date and the person's like, I want to order everything on the menu and I want to eat it, let's try it together. Is that bad for you? Are you like, I don't eat it, and they're like, oh really, you don't eat that stuff? Oh, that's kind of disappointing. I wanted to share this experience with you. How do you react?
Wow
I would be sad for them
because of you.
It depends what restaurant we're going to, but yeah, I would not go to a restaurant. I look at menus and make sure I can eat stuff.
She doesn't eat stuff you don't eat, right?
We're pretty compatible.
They got some similarities.
She also is not, she's not eating.
She's like, I mean, she's less severe than me, but she avoids dairy, or should.
To be frank though, we went on this rockin' fucking date. I've seen you eat shit you shouldn't eat.
What have you seen me eat?
I've seen you eat
you ain't
dairy
seen me
and then
dairy.
Said, I'm going to shit my pants.
You definitely
later.
Had something yeah. with
I've
butter.
Seen you on lots of food shows with shit with butter, shit with fucking dairy in it.
You will say sometimes this is worth shitting my brains out for.
I've heard that
gonna,
coming out of you.
It sounds like, I'm going to regret this later.
No, yeah, so boy. I've seen it happen. So I think that knowing that you would...
You know what? You're not good enough for me.
If you would be in pain for my pleasure...
It depends on what you're doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's a big decider.
I mean, Ariel's never eaten red meat throughout our entire relationship.
Ever?
Well, I think she ate it as a kid, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Pretty she's early on as a teenager, stopped eating red meat.
Yeah.
She's from
Texas. Never been an issue. In fact, it gets, you know, I get a little excited about like... eating like, oh, I get to have the whole thing.
Oh, that is kind of fun, yeah. And she probably likes to see you eat happily.
Yeah.
So
she's
like,
happy
that's fun,
for
right?
my happiness.
Yeah, she's happy with your joy.
And worst comes to worst, you just have a doggy bag. Sorry, Bowie.
Yeah, it's actually really
bring back doggy bag terminology. I hate this. I need a box. I want people to be asking for doggy bags in restaurants. I love that time of the life. Mm-hmm. It's like, can I get you a doggy bag?
Did we stop saying it for a reason?
I don't know. I think people were like,
it's a strange phrase.
Realize that most of the time you were putting it in a box and then into a bag. Yeah,
doggy bag. Yeah. Why is it called?
Sounds very childish.
I don't know.
I think it actually was you would take meat scraps
for your dog.
For your dog.
That makes it a lot of sense. So like hush puppies.
No.
You feed them to a dog and they take a long nap.
Well, the hush puppies are called because they would fry up dough and say, hush puppy, and then throw the fried dough.
Is that what it's from?
Yeah, and they throw it to the dogs.
And then they start eating themselves like, fuck, these dogs are eating good.
Yeah.
The one awkward thing about dating Ariel is now anytime I meet a vegetarian, I assume they eat chicken.
Oh, that's funny.
Chicken to me, I do not perceive it as a meat. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, no beef, no pork.
Every time you say this, I can't get on board with it.
I love
it. You call her vegetarian, but she eats fish and she eats chicken. That is not vegetarian.
I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying when someone else introduces themselves as vegetarian, in my head, I think, that's similar to Ariel.
Ariel's just prescribed to the 1700s version of vegetarian, which did include chicken and fish. I'm not kidding.
And you know what? Chicken, I grew up chickens, they're basically insects. I don't believe in...
basically...
I don't believe in torturing insects either.
They do eat bugs.
But if there's a spider in my house, I'll kill it.
I just get into this headspace of like, oh, okay, I'm cooking and I'm like catering for this person that has a subset of needs that I identify with my wife.
I think the problem with spiders and then our
Rachel's
relationship
like, no,
with them
don't eat chicken.
Is that we're not exposed to enough cute ones because there are cute little spiders and little all of our spiders aren't. Mm-hmm. Like the ones with little hairs all over their bodies.
They're cute.
Tarantulas are cute.
Dude,
they're cute.
When we hung out with a tarantula, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I loved that thing. It was adorable.
He was crazy looking.
Yeah. Now, if you heard this conversation on a date, would that be a red flag? Or that be about
chicken?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, I think that one's...
If you're on a date and someone says that chickens are basically insects, chop their heads off.
I don't believe in torturing insects either.
Chopping a head off ain't torture, baby.
Yeah, that's true.
Swift.
They do run around. We didn't, by the way, growing up with the chickens, we did not slaughter the chickens. They were for eggs.
What happened when the chicken died?
You don't eat a chicken that dies of natural
dead
causes.
Chicken yet. You died like Dude, 3 days ago.
Why not? What if he died
right
that
died
day?
Of a disease.
He died right that day. He might have sickness.
Maybe he just died of being old.
Yeah, that's
you don't want that.
Then it's going to be crazy.
Well, can you make a soup?
I will say when the chickens
probably.
Were really
you
mean.
You probably make a soup. Yeah,
when the chickens were really mean, like they would attack us. And I mean, chickens. It's rough. The roosters are tough on the hens without going into any further detail. So sometimes the hens' feathers get pulled out and it's tough.
Oh, God.
So when the roosters are really big, aggressive towards us, whatever, we would not kill them. My dad would take them on a drive and he would drive them onto we live in the country. So he would drive out into the country and then just let them into the woods.
Oh.
And then nature would, I'm sure, take its course.
Because they weren't set up to live out like that.
You think a raccoon versus a rooster, the raccoon wins? I feel like the rooster's got a good shot.
Sure.
Fox. Do you
rooster.
Not know?
That raccoons just rip apart
raccoons
roosters?
Raccoons have opposable thumbs.
Well, I know they have thumbs, but raccoons have beaks and talons.
It's
going
to be like Master Yoda bouncing around Count Dooku, Count Dooku's a chicken.
Raccoons will fuck your world up.
I'm going to Google
raccoon
versus rooster.
Will rip their eyes right.
See, I think
I'm not kidding.
I love raccoons.
They will rip their eyes out of their heads and then say, can't see me now, bitch.
Oh my
and
God.
Then it'll, I think they do that to dogs.
Raccoons will rarely eat a whole adult chicken. But so it does seem like
they just kill it.
They'll kill
move
them.
On.
Yeah. We had snakes and raccoons come into our coop and fuck shit up. But that's why you closed the coop door. We had pigeons too.
Weasels too.
What's the snake mongoose thing? Why are they like
mongoose,
so suited to like fight each other or something?
Snakes.
Huh. Okay.
I think. Okay. I went to Shakira had the tour of the mongoose. This was at the height of wherever, whenever fame. And her interstitials were all a snake and then a mongoose and they were fighting.
Mm.
But yeah, I think that they fight each other.
I do know it's like a betting thing, right?
Oh, shit. They do that.
You bet on snakes and mongooses?
They like in an underground area.
Isn't it?
Well, it happens in the wild.
It's like Oh, okay.
Cool. I'm sure people also bet on it. That sounds,
it's really cool. There's bug fighting. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
Yeah. I went on a YouTube rabbit hole.
And that was your idea.
Yeah. I know, but what's small bug fighting? That was inspired. Bug fighting was inspired by small bug fighting.
Yeah.
What kind of bugs?
Like big, like horned beetles and stuff. And they'll make them fight. And then they like don't kill each other. It's usually like knock them off this thing. But it's crazy.
Man. Sometimes they will.
Sometimes they'll kill
each
other.
What if bars just have an arcade game called Big Bug Hunter and you just kind of are sifting through leaves looking for bugs?
You're just looking for bugs. That's digging cool. through soil.
Yeah. In your scenario, Miles, is it always the same bug or is it like beetle versus the praying mantis?
No. The people train their bug.
What do you mean?
There's a kid. I watched this whole interview. I went down a rabbit hole. There's this kid and he was like, I've been training this bug. It happened. This was, I think, I don't remember where. Maybe it was in like China or Japan or something. But he was like, I'm training my bug and I've been breeding it to make bigger bugs so that I can bring them to these tournaments. They're like, they're in these like poker rooms. And then
you train a bug?
Feels like a good act one, like Bond movie scene.
Yeah.
Does it?
We train our bugs.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. And then there's some poisonous bug that like gets down his shirt and blah, 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 blah.
Speaking of kids who are way cooler than we will ever be, I'm wondering if you've seen, there is a Twitch streamer. I don't know what country he's from, but it's this kid who plays Call of Duty. Yeah, doesn't interest me, whatever. But every time he's in this dark room and every time he gets a kill, it turns into a full-on rave where he has this fucking flamethrower shooting up
in his house.
And crazy laser lights. And he's like, let's fucking go! And he's like, doof, 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 doof. And it's just full-on rave in his house. It is the most lit shit you will ever see in your life. And I also want these KD ratio. Lasers.
Yeah, I need more lasers.
It's every kill. Not every time he wins a game. You could get 10 kills a game.
Wow.
Yeah, what's he called? I want
to
see it.
I'll send it to you.
It's also a great clip. I did read that roosters will get their heads ripped off by raccoons in the middle of the night. But normally hens do because hens don't defend themselves. Roosters will try to fight back.
Yeah.
Typically lose, but sometimes they'll fend them off.
If you look at a rooster's talon, you realize that these things are fucking dinosaurs.
They're intense.
They're really like, and they have a huge like grip claw on the back that gets really long and it's really sharp. Wow. And so they would attack me as a little boy. I would feed the chickens, open the door so they could run out, and then the rooster would chase me all the way back to the house.
So what aim?
The rooster's trying to fuck me up. Like, he's trying to fuck me up.
Defend his territory?
Trying to fuck the girls.
Yeah, you see, he thinks I'm trying to fuck the chickens.
You get around my ladies?
Yeah.
You want to go?
Let's go. So he'd come after me, and he would just fucking run. So I'd bring a broom.
So funny.
I would bring a broom with me
out little Miles going,
Oh, I'd be in tears. It was terrifying. And I'd bring a broom with me because the rooster would come and then I could just sweep the thing.
Sounds traumatizing. I'm so sorry.
And they still made you feed it every day.
Do you want to get dessert?
Yeah. Well, I'm not really ready for dessert, but...
I think they're going to kick us out.
Well, I'd dessert. Like to stay a little longer if that's
we'll
okay.
We'll try, but he's just giving me... He just put the check down and slammed
you
it
down.
You
know what I do like mad. For dessert?
What's that?
Clams Casino.
A little bit of dessert wine.
Yeah.
That's a fun choice.
Like a fancy port.
Yeah. Like instead of just...
It's
like,
not good, but you feel fancy while doing it.
It's not good. It's way too... It's almost sickeningly sweet.
Yeah.
But it's a fun end to a dinner.
Moscato.
Yeah. And I don't like dessert very much, but if there were places that had dessert wines, someone else got dessert, I would get a dessert wine and just
I don't like dessert, but when dessert gets you a little more drunk...
Why like not, dessert? Baby? Yeah.
Fun to have dessert wine. It's a bizarre experience. It's so sweet.
I don't think
it almost is like drinking a red wine reduction.
It's thicker too. Yeah,
it's thick. Thick. It's and sweet. Then it's like still alcoholic, so it's kind of
Yeah.
In fact, it's typically a higher alcoholic percentage, but you don't drink as much of it. It's a very small glass.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's port like, is like almost bordering on a liqueur, like
almost
17%.
Yeah, of booze.
I will say cheese. You mentioned this before. Really good dessert.
I agree. Grapes, just fruit.
Any fruit. I've been really going ham on fruit.
Cheese,
recently.
Summertime
for dessert.
Zach was telling not for dessert. Well, yeah, for dessert sometimes. Zach had been telling me he's getting that pineapple action.
Don't you put my name in your mouth?
I've been getting a pineapple, and I will say, buying a pineapple is insanely cheaper than buying cut pineapple.
It's
first of all,
ridiculous,
unbelievably cheaper.
The markup,
yeah, it's crazy.
Criminal.
So,
it's work.
But then I've also it's work, but it takes you what? It took me
it's
2 minutes
easy,
of work,
guys.
And then you get so much pineapple, and it's way fresher because it has been like drying out in that cooler. It's great. I like it big time. So I've been doing that. And also, I know that you guys have outspoken on honeydew recently, but I find the combination of honeydew and pineapple.
Miles, stop it.
You're out of line.
You get one that's Miles? A base, one that's in crazy.
Miles?
Okay.
Bonsignore.
It's not a base.
Stop it.
Yeah, honeydew tastes like nothing.
You are not going to use our platform to peddle this honeydew bullshit.
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of into
it. Edward?
Yeah,
I think Miles has got a point.
What about this? Tahini and lime on the honeydew.
Fuck you.
What?
Sounds better.
Then it's going to be tasting more. Okay, I've seen the 2014.
We're not talking about ordering at a restaurant. We're talking about getting slicing. A good deal.
That's well, right. That's
getting a good deal.
Slicing into a honeydew melon?
This is how it starts. You start saying that there's some fine honeydew out there. You say when it's ripe, it's fine. And then all of a sudden, people say, oh, we can just let honeydew in anywhere. Yeah. We can let honeydew into our... And now, you know what? Your little fruit bowl at brunch is going to be 80% honeydew. No. How you like it now?
Is. No.
How you like it now, Miles?
That is not what I want.
Zach does have a good point.
I don't want to be 80%.
That's the worst part about honeydew is they really jack it up
it's
in
a
the
filler
fruit bowl.
Fruit. Don't get me wrong. It's a filler fruit. But I.
But
find
if you're making it yourself...
Yeah.
And you're doing it from full-on melons?
Yeah, I'm cutting into it. It's fresh.
You can score up the ratio however you want.
This is a gateway conversation, and I will not stand
for
it.
I'm just saying, what are we gonna just squash honeydew from existence?
Yes.
You go to the fruit cart. Yeah. You're getting fruit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What's in your fruit cart that's not... So you're getting, obviously, pineapple, mango.
Obviously.
Mango. Watermelon is good, obviously.
Yeah,
strawberries. Blueberries.
Strawberries and blueberries.
The fruit cart.
Tahini and lime.
Fuck yeah, bro.
No chance.
No way.
You're crazy.
Strawberries,
you're nuts.
Maybe. Maybe strawberries.
Try forking a blueberry.
I would
try
rather.
It.
I would rather have only pineapple.
You can do that.
You can do
and
that.
And I will.
Is your mouth going to get is acid chemical
not
burned?
Me. That's my superpower.
It's a bit so much if it's mouth. Only... I mean, if we were talking like you get the large only pineapple, that's a lot of pineapple.
Yeah, I could eat the whole pineapple.
I know. I love pineapples.
Should we do
like,
a video?
I like variety also.
Do you want to do a podcast where I eat a whole pineapple? Because I could do it.
Yes.
No. Yes. No, I don't. Yes. I don't think... I don't think...
Next podcast, I'm going to bring a pineapple.
Eat
I'm
the whole
cut
thing?
It, I'm going to eat it.
There's going to be so much juice everywhere.
I think that could maybe work as a 10-second TikTok.
Well, you 10 seconds, then you won't know. I think it has to be a full-length mukbang. You
speed
need to know
it. Speed ramp it.
That I ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
You didn't eat it like...
just, I could eat it like a corn on the cob. Uh-huh. A really giant, juicy corn.
That's honestly, that's not funny. A bad idea. They does have a core.
Yep.
You could do it.
Get the corn on the cob, little pokers on the end.
Oh, that is so
wait,
awful.
That's a great TikTok, I think.
Yeah.
You eat a whole pineapple like a corn on the cob, and then you start it.
You just frame it as a
speed
food
ramp
hack.
Get
gonna
to the
have
end.
A rash.
I'm not going to...
Yeah, just get a chemical.
I'm not
going
to speed ramp it.
I think...
It's gonna,
I'm all
TikTok
I'm totally
has
on
10
board.
Minute videos now.
Not, I'm not.
I'm fully
I'm
on
not
board.
Gonna speed ramp it.
I think that's a good idea.
I think it's a really good TikTok.
I think it's a really good feature length film. Mm.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I'm gonna eat a pineapple like a corn on a cob. Honestly, you could do it with every fruit.
I'm gonna eat an apple like corn on the cob.
I'm gonna eat melon like corn on the cob.
I'm gonna eat bananas like corn on the cob.
It loses its luster after like. Because apple.
I don't think
not
so.
That exciting.
And after you get done with each line, you make a typewriter noise. Ding.
Yeah, that's good.
Nyang, nyang,
we need a mango like a corn.
I feel like I would burp so hard.
You'd be covered in melon and juice, rather, not melon.
I think you'd have to keep it to melons.
Would you eat? What if it got a billion views? Would you eat a honeydew like a corn on the cob?
Here, you know what? I'll lower the threshold. If my video gets 10 million views,
on TikTok,
I'll eat a honeydew.
It'll be fun. Take a honeydew. Peel it with a peeler so you just have a sphere of honeydew.
That's what I'm picturing. And then eat that like a corn on the cob.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
I've
exactly.
never seen it like that.
Well, that's how I cut my
should
honeydew.
Should make a scarecrow.
Like a sphere?
Well, so I learned this about water. I do this with watermelon too. I shave the... It's more work, sure, but who... I fucking have time.
Okay.
I'm cut...
Okay.
Do you need more work to do? Because
I'm doing this all day. Anyway, no, I cut the rind off like that. So then I have like a big
ball
of melon. Wow. I cut like a little flat on the bottom so it sits straight.
Then you make, you forge a giant melon baller out of steel and make everyone think that it's close up. But then you walk in and it's like, oh, it's huge.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay, how about we do, so Ned series is going to go, hey, I'm Ned, and I'm going to I'm going to skin a pineapple with a ball like it's a ball. And yeah. then he skins it. And then at the end of the TikTok, he passes
Can we
it
say peel instead of skin?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say bald eagle when and you started. I'm going to skin this pineapple like a bald
and
eagle.
And then mine begins with me taking it from, you know, it like transitions.
Okay.
And he like passes
okay,
out
yeah.
of frame. And then at the end, you go, my name's Keith and Zach's going to vomit a whole pineapple into my mouth.
Ew.
Ew.
My mouth.
Red flag.
Gonna be like over my naked body.
No
or
second
something.
Date for you.
I think you got to expedite this pineapple video.
I'm trying
idea.
To think of a what's the third?
Cops? I eat the skins.
Oh, God.
Oh, the spiky pineapple skins.
Oh God! Oh.
I'll blend them up.
That'd be fine.
Blend them up.
You really have to be? Purify them.
Yeah, it would have to liquefy them.
Yeah, you have to.
And then drink the little thorns.
I get the sense that oh. it would just rip your butthole apart, but I don't know that.
The digestive tract is pretty strong.
What is it?
I think you just take the core and make it like a giant necklace. Yeah, nice. Like a pendant.
I could suck on it.
Yeah.
You could do it with a fish.
When you're bored, you can
eat
suck
a fish
on
like
it.
A corner of the cup. Eat everything.
Eat
like,
a fish?
Eat everything like
oh,
a
I pictured
cup.
Like a live, like a no, goldfish. I'm like, that's horrifying.
God, no, like a branzino.
I'm going to eat a branzino like a corn on the cob.
Yeah, hi, I'm Zach, and I'm going to eat a branzino like a corn on the cob.
Bones.
Then you just get into it, and again, it's a 10-minute video.
Did you get to that point as a kid where you're like, I only need one corn holder. I'm a fucking badass.
I never had corn holders.
You never had corn holders?
These are my corn holders.
You use right your here. Hands?
Oh, corn holders are the best.
I didn't ever see a corn holder until I was like 17.
Oh, they're so funny. And the idea, the fact that we had a corn holder part of our drawer.
And they look like corn.
They're little mini
Some
corns.
Of them look
yeah,
like
why
corns.
Did we have corn holder parts of it? Like, how often do you eat corn?
Not often.
On the cob. That yeah. you have a separate part of your drawer with the corn yeah. holder.
What's crazy is I we also ate a lot up. Of corn on the cob. Like, in the summer, we probably oh. have corn on the cob every night because we lived in a town that yeah. had corn.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And like, the,
oh, it's fresh,
they went to our church
cheap.
And they would bring excess corn. Oh, like, yeah. corn was just, yeah. there was corn.
Yeah, I love corn.
Always.
Should we get your parents some like really nice corn
oh,
holders?
Oh, Mount Rainier doesn't erupt.
Yeah.
Was that this episode?
I, no, it
was
wasn't.
The other episode.
Was the previous
it's
you know what joke I wanted
people.
To say in that episode, but I never got a chance. Is, it's that? Funny. I've never seen Mount Rainier and Rainy in the same room.
Do you think she's the human embodiment of Mount Rainier?
I just think she is. They are the same.
Oh yeah.
One Let's have a moment of silence for that joke.
We're also worried that Rainy's going to explode.
Okay, now
I hope you're
about
happy now, because now that's the line that we sat with.
That's the silence line.
Where is Rainy?
Oh boy,
she's working from home.
I miss
so
her.
She, I mean, yeah. she used to hang out.
I like her
here.
Calming presence.
She used to hang out here.
Yeah, we prefer. I mean,
she's
no, we cool. all we just also enjoy.
She has great.
She rocks.
Questions.
No. I was thinking about. It. I think next week she'll come in and
she
be.
Has great questions.
I was thinking about because I wanted to do Rainy Day Thoughts again. She's
yeah.
got a lot of great thoughts.
Yeah.
I also want to send her to like Comic-Con and we can have her live on the scene.
Yeah.
Just send her.
Send her to Whole Foods. Send her to freaking
Let's
anywhere.
Send her to the Grove.
Yeah, exactly. Live news from the Grove with Rainy. And she sort of calls in.
Just a regular old Tuesday here at the Grove.
She's interviewing people. Hey, do you want to be in a podcast? And she sort of gets the word on the street. And then she gives them a little Bluetooth. She says, put this earpiece in. They put the earpiece in and they talk into the phone.
I think that's
what if
a good use
Rainy
of time.
Interviewed people in a way that made it seem like she would like ask people like, do you like Harry Styles? Yeah. What would you do if you can meet Harry Styles right now and make it seem like we're going to surprise people with Harry Styles? We said, cool. Thanks for your time.
Cool. Thanks. These are the Try Guys. You know who they are? They were really popular on the internet in 2015.
They also like Harry Styles.
Some jokes are funny because they hurt.
Yeah. We were popular in 2017.
You're
too,
obviously
man.
Still popular, but I also do. When
I used
like,
to love watching you when I was 12.
Yeah.
I will say when I tell people where I work and they're like, oh, I haven't heard of that. And I go, did you watch a YouTube video in 2015? You know who they are.
Yeah.
you know what upsets me? So there's a whole subgenre of commenter YouTubes who like to dunk on the BuzzFeed era of the internet.
Oh, really?
And I mean, it's not like their only thing, but they like, okay. Subgenre of people who make videos being mean about stuff.
Right.
And then they'll make videos about like BuzzFeed bad and they'll use us in the thumbnail. And I get like, I'm kind of a masochist. So I'm like, oh yeah, here we fucking go. Like, what you got? And I watched a new one yesterday. I was real excited. And then they like get to the part of us and like, and there are things that people like the Try Guys. They were pretty popular.
Yeah.
Moving on to this video that sucked. I'm like, roast me, you coward.
You're talking about Casey. I think it's Casey Ayanzo. Maybe we bleep that. Was that the video? She's a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a girl.
She's is a girl.
In the
girl.
Thumbnail.
It was
well,
about-
I watched that too because I was like, I also am curious. I'm like, are they going to talk shit about the boys? And then they never do. Because
I'm like, I could do a better job of ripping us apart.
Why? That's a pretty good video. Try guys dunk on themselves. Try guys roast themselves.
So, I pitched this to our team, to Rachel and Nick, and they were not for it. I wanted to do the roast of the Try Guys and do like
a full
fucking roast. Yes. And then I was like, we could do four episodes, the roast of Keith Haversberger. Yeah. The roast of Ned Fulmer, and like bring in comedians and our friends, and like all like do, you know, it could be a 30-minute hour long roast of each of us. Yeah. And they were like, roasts are really mean and they make me uncomfortable. And what if we make someone makes a joke that actually hurts someone's feelings? And I'm like, that's the point.
They will.
They will.
I don't know. I was like, I think this is a really good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a pretty good idea.
We've already roasted each other's socias, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that a roast is a really funny idea.
I know. You're
and I obviously have lots of material.
Jumping at the bit.
Jumping at the bit.
And the good thing about a roast, too, is that at the end.
Let me just minimize this long document.
At the end, then the person who's getting roasted gets to fucking blast everyone else.
Exactly. And the whole point of a roast is it's like, you guys are pretty successful. It's okay. We make fun of you.
Yeah. You're supposed to. The roast is because you're supposed to take people down a peg.
Yeah.
With love.
A lot of YouTubers have done that and really poorly.
And I think we could do it less poorly.
Less poorly. I think so too.
Live studio audience.
I think that's a great idea. Live studio audience. Yeah, really
I think it could be a live show. That's dangerous. But
that's a little more dangerous.
And then I was wondering, like, do you want to do it the roast of the Try Guys or do you want to do it the roast of Keith? Because, I don't know.
If it's of Keith, you guys get to do it too.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's the best. I think that's what people want to see.
Yeah.
It's just really hard when mine gets the least amount of views.
Good roast.
Wow. That would hurt the most. The only thing that hurts more than getting roasted is people not watching your roast.
Not caring how bad you get roasted.
Yeah. It would have to be mean though for it to work.
It has to at least toe the line.
Because it can't be like we cut all the stuff that's really mean.
Yeah, no, it has to be mean. And I think, you know, we gotta maybe clear some stuff by each other to be like, is this one too?
Yeah.
No, I think you just cut them out if they were actually.
You just
too
cut
much.
Them out if they are.
The
too
ones across the line you cut out. The ones that toe the line you keep in.
Yeah, there you go.
I love writing jokes. I would write jokes for everybody and just hand them out. Here you go. Let loose.
Yeah.
So going back just a moment, we are often like people coming up to us and being like, oh, I used to watch you in middle school and how that makes us feel old. But recently I realized this is a really good thing because all these people have these strong childhood memories with us. And as we continue to get older, they also get older and they start having jobs. Because we often complain that while we ask for pictures, nobody gives us free stuff. Well, it's about to change, boys, because I went to a museum yesterday and I got into a thing you're supposed to pay more for free because the four people working the door all knew me. So they didn't have to get anyone else's approval. The whole team working that entire section was like, do you want to come in and do this? I was like, oh, I don't know. I was like, we'll just comp you in. Just come in and do it. It'll be fun. I'm like, okay, cool. So like that was the people being like, I watched you all the time growing up. I love your videos. I still watch you. Mm. But it's about the tide is going to turn here
soon. So if you're listening.
And in 10 years, we can be the Backstreet Boys where we got the nostalgia Vegas residency.
I would love to do a Vegas residency and we'll just tell jokes from we'll just do quotes from old videos.
You do that in the clitoris for an hour?
Yeah. Oh yeah, playing the hits, baby. So if you're listening and want to give us some dope free perks, we'll take them.
Yeah, if you're working at a bar and you see one of us come in, yes, we want a free burger. We want a free beer. We want it. Things can get out of control sometimes, can't they, folks? And you need guidance. Some might even say advice. And we got some for you. It's coming from the old dog it always comes from. He's ready. It's going to go for miles, kilometers even. He's going to come over here soon. Going to sing an original tune for you. Advice will go for miles. Miles Montagnari.
Hit it! Yeah! Sitting in your car, baby, let me see them thighs. Me and you are gonna go to GameStop, see what they've got on sale. I'm
Me and you are gonna get an action figure, maybe of Daredevil or Punisher.
Yeah.
Start a fire in the store, make it riot, punch a police officer and freak out.
Go Miles, yeah.
Get arrested for arson.
Which runs the chorus?
Burn down a fire hydrant. Thanks, Chicago.
Yeah.
Woo.
What's up, Miles Nation? How's everybody fucking rocking tonight?
Yeehaw!
Yeah.
Ow! Have you ever wanted to... What, Ned? I can make a sex noise on the podcast? It's everybody has funny. Sex.
I was just imagining...
Not everybody.
I
was behind a weird celibacy car the other day.
Imagining all the fans in their cars listening to this. Just, I don't know, where just a little...
I'll do you one worse. Moan. A lot of people are at work right now.
Yeah, if you're listening to this at work on speaker.
Yeah.
Oh, that one I'm going to bleep. Keith made one that was a little too far. Maybe a little too horny.
So you're saying if we do a lot of those per the Kirby app, you won't bleep them?
Yeah, there's too many to cut around.
Kirby
got
was
no
like,
choice.
This is too funny not to keep.
No way he's cutting out his own segment.
Yeah.
Fill it with.
Yeah, anyway, my advice to you is wondering if you've ever been glad.
Bags. Trash bags.
Have you ever wanted to have a shiny little life? Jesus.
Maybe like steel, steel, like polish.
It wasn't me, it was Keith. Have you ever wanted a sauce?
Oh my god.
Zach! It's not me. To be gone.
Sauce to be gone?
You wanted it. Sauce to be gone.
Ba da ba ba ba. Bounty paper towels.
I'm loving it.
I believe in name brand paper towels. I think that's
sponsored segment.
Not sponsored, but Bounty, what's up?
Bounty, I don't
Bounty,
disagree.
Reach out to Cadence.
So, I can't believe we haven't had someone sponsor your segment.
I think
yet.
I'm too dumb.
Maybe like Skillshare or something.
It really
could sponsor
it,
right?
Yeah. Shoe fits the glove.
Do you
want
to learn how to use a photo camera?
You want to learn how to bone better? Take my Skillshare first.
Oh, my God.
But no, I believe that, not even Bounty. Fuck Bounty. Whoa. I don't
They were dialing. They were dialing us.
I just think that one thing, I don't believe in name brand everything. But if you're like a drugstore and there's ibuprofen and there's a Rite Aid brand and the regular brand, get the Rite Aid brand. It's the same shit. But if you're at a grocery store, the Bounty paper towels.
That's a great point. Paper towels are not the same stuff.
They're not the same.
The same stuff.
Toilet paper ain't the same.
Toilet paper not the same stuff.
Woo! Breach.
Get the good shit because it is obviously, I know there's a whole movement to use regular towels instead of paper towels, and I get that. But the government's burning the fucking world down. Get the nice paper towels.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's too late to avoid climate disaster. Get the regular paper towels.
Until
and
we
also
get
use
the corporations
towels. Use hand
change.
Towels for when you wash your hands, but if you need to clean something off the counter.
You can use both.
With
you
sauce,
know?
You can have use both. Both. It's both. Good. It's like, fine.
You ever think about that, like, instead of an office, we could have just all bought a dope-ass mansion living together?
Yeah.
And then we could see each other every day.
Every freaking day. You could live like a gamer house.
I do think it's not a bad idea for us to look at, like, when we're older, just getting a compound.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Just buy 7 houses together and be cool. Like, we just live next to it. Just make it easy. Just like put all your friends in the same neighborhood. Basically buy up all the houses in your and on a cul-de-sac and make it a compound.
I've been applying to live in content houses. Me and Sarah are going to.
Yeah. That'd be very funny. That'd be a good documentary.
I think it'd be fun for like the summer.
Yeah, I mean, you get a pool.
Never do this.
You get a pool.
Yeah, and just to like see what the lifestyle is like.
But someone's gonna prank you every fucking morning.
Yeah,
you're gonna have flour poured on your
face.
That's
why you need Viking hair. Nobody fucks with that.
You have scorpions drop down your pants.
Yeah. It's like Super Size Me, but it's, you call it Hype Me Up. And it's your summer in the hype house, and you see like how it changes who you are.
Yeah, you know how like people go to like, well, you know how people like they put themselves undercover as reporters in like situations.
Then they get in too deep, they forget who they are.
Yeah, that's.
I feel like you're a little too prone to like it. I want a John Hodgman type to like really see how far we can change someone's personality.
I'd buy in for sure.
Okay,
because I feel like you'd have to. Like, it's like Hegel, the philosopher, once said that in order to truly believe the thing that you believe, you have to believe the complete
opposite.
Miles,
I'm going to stop you right there. Sorry, out of time.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So we do have to wrap this up.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks
for listening,
so
everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode. Keith, hit us with the official tripod theme song.
Hey, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that we have sex with birds, but we don't have sex with birds.
No,
we definitely don't. We don't have sex with birds. We don't have sex with birds. I'm being serious. We don't have sex with birds. That'd be absurd. It is the tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.